Hello again, dear friends. This is Pastor Evangelist Robert Venable inviting you to stay tuned for this edition of Let's Talk About Jesus right here on WMAF. We always come on with a bang. As I said last week, that theme song is designed to get your attention and to bring a focus that is off the troubling, worrisome, heart-rending, heartbreaking things that are happening in this fallen world, and looking to a future that is bright, not only in the world to come, but right here and right now, because of God's great promises in His Word. So we just want to get into God's Word today and bring you a message that will bring comfort and consolation. I believe everyone, and I know I need it, and I believe there's no exception, that everyone needs lifting up, encouraging. We need to have that glad anticipation of future good. That's what hope is defined as biblically, the glad anticipation of future good. And I believe something good is going to happen to you. Something good is going to happen in your life because you are being exposed to the God of the Word and the Word of God today. Praise God. Amen. And there's nothing too hard for Him. And He loves you enough to give His only Son to purchase your salvation. So whatever you're facing today, there is salvation in Him. There's forgiveness of sins so that you can be reconciled to Him. And when you become His child, there is His personal promise to never leave you, never forsake you, but to take you all the way through this present world and secure you, amen, for the world to come. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, that's another message, but it is the most important message of all. Today we want to talk about weathering the storms of life, riding out the storm, if you please, in just a few moments. Just before we do, we'd like to invite you to our website. If you'd like to type in THCOG. Those letters stand for the Holy Church of God right here in Tampa, Florida, where this broadcast originates. On our website, everything is free. There are no strings attached. There is podcast. There are devices there that will make it easy to download any of the materials you would like. There's uplifting music. There are links to instructive websites that we believe would be a blessing to you. There's over 1,300 sermons that span 40 years of ministry right here in Tampa, Florida, and we're so glad to share what the Lord has blessed us with in terms of His Word and His anointing with all who care to listen. We believe it will be a blessing to you, and it's all, as I said, free. There's no strings attached, so we welcome you to come and browse and just come and visit our website. We'd be so glad to have you. Now, if you have your Bibles, please turn with me to John's Gospel, chapter 16 and verse 33. We're speaking on the subject of weathering the storms of life. And friend of mine, there are going to be storms in life. I read it last week, but I want to read it again, about a preacher who was taking a trip on one of the cruise ships, the big, mighty cruise ships, and they were encountering a hurricane in the Atlantic. And he and the captain were visiting after the ship had safely skirted the outer edge of the storm. And the captain of the ocean liner said he lived by this philosophy, that if the sea is calm, it will get rough, and if it gets rough, it will get smooth. Then the captain added, but if you've got a good ship, you can ride it out. Praise God. Amen. And I made a statement after that, and I'm going to say it again before we begin our teaching this week. Christian victory is not encountering stormy seas, but the ability through God's grace and strength to weather the storm, literally to ride it out. So John 16 gives us a preview of what to expect as we who live in faulty bodies in a fallen world, what we can expect in life even as believers. Listen to this. These things have I spoken unto you, John 16:33, that in me you might have peace. In the world, you shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. This word tribulation here is the word thelpsis in the Greek, and it simply means pressure, affliction, anguish. It means to be burdened. It means persecution, trouble. Literally, all of them compiled together make up this word thelpsis or tribulation. The pressure that affliction brings, the pressure that anguish brings, the pressure that being burdened and persecuted, the troubles of life all create pressure. We heard this past week of a pastor's son, a prominent pastor's son, 27 years old, that slipped into such deep depression that he took his own life. Friends of mine, though one is exempt from the pressures of life. Now, it was also stated that he had mental problems, but you don't have to already have mental problems to become depressed. There are many people who choose to end their own life because they feel like the pressure will never let up, and the pressure is so unbearable, they just say to themselves, I can't take it anymore. God has a message for us from His Word. Jesus said you can expect the pressure to come. Amen. But I have overcome the world. This Jesus who faced all the pressure. In fact, I want you to know something about Him today that the Scriptures declared. The Bible said we don't have a high priest that cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Therefore, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we might obtain grace and mercy to help in the time of any need. See, God knows where you are. God knows what you are facing and experiencing, and God knows just how to help you. Praise God. Amen. Jesus has been where you are. God took on flesh, literally, in the second person of the Godhead, Jesus Christ, God with us, Emmanuel. God took on flesh, experienced what you experienced. He knows what that pressure feels like. He knows what that pain feels like. He knows the heartache and the heartbreak that all of the conditions of a fallen world can bring you and me. And He empathizes with us. He identifies with us. He's not sitting aloof in His heaven telling us, just get it together, just hang in there. He went before us, and He has overcome the world. Hallelujah. And this Christ is the one that promises you and me today, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. I will go with you all the way, even unto the end of the age. So what a comforting message that Jesus has given us. Peace in the midst of the storm. In Him, an exhortation to be cheerful in spite of the pressures. And this involves waiting upon the Lord. I want to read an Old Testament scripture on this theme of riding out the storm of life, because if you can ride it out, get through it, amen, you will look back and say, how in the world did I come through that? I've been through some storms that I just thought I wouldn't get through. I knew God's promise, but in my thinking, in my mind, I just thought, I don't know if I can get through this. And yet He brought me through when I cried unto the Lord. As David said, He heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. And I still marvel at God's sufficient grace and God's knowledge of how to help people when they don't know how to help themselves and don't believe there's any way, any answer. God has the answer. Make no mistake about it today. God has the answer to your dilemma, and it begins with grace and mercy of a God who walked where you walked, felt what you feel, and understands exactly what you need. Praise God. But we need to pursue Him in a way that denotes our confidence in His ability and His love and His compassion. Listen to what Isaiah 40 and 31 says. It says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." If you read the previous scriptures above that, the 28 and 29 and 30, it will tell you about young men running and getting in a state of exhaustion. Young men with the strength that they possess becoming weary and exhausted, completely exhausted. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will run and not be weary. They will walk and they will not faint. So Isaiah 40 is clearly an admonition to not give up because of condemnation or hopelessness or weakness and weariness. God's salvation is near. He's coming to save. Be patient and persevere. Don't despair. If we patiently wait upon the Lord, keeping our trust in Him, He will deliver us. Don't give up on God. Hebrews chapter 10 tells us to cast not away our confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. It goes on to say, but you have need of patience, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. He may not be there, someone said, when you want him, but he's always right on time. His timing is perfect. And I want it yesterday. My standing prayer is, Lord, give me patience and hurry. But God wants to develop us, and God wants us to learn to trust Him even when we don't feel, we don't see, and our emotions seem so absolutely exhausted. He wants you and me to put our trust in Him today and not give up on Him, because He has promised to never, ever, ever give up on you and me. Praise God. One great theologian from old said, we must wait for God long, meekly, in the wind and the wet, in the thunder and lightning, in the cold and the dark. Wait, and He will come. He never comes to those who do not wait. That's so important that we need to understand what wait really means here. In the Hebrew, it's the word that means from a primary root to bind together by twisting. It means also to expect, to look, to patiently wait. I want to go back to the root of this word, to bind together by twisting. It's something that we trust God for. It's something that we look to God for, that He will keep His promise to not fail us, to not leave us. Amen. David many times came to the place in his life, the psalmist David, that he didn't understand, he didn't have the ability within himself to cope with it all, and he said, soul, why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in the Lord, for He shall yet be the health of thy countenance. He admitted when he came to an end of himself and he was in a state of discouragement and despair. But he didn't totally despair, because he said, hope in the Lord. Amen. Wait upon the Lord. Look to the Lord. He's not going to fail you. You know that you know that you know, in spite of your circumstances, in spite of what it's done to you and the depression you may be in. He knew, God will not fail me. God is faithful. That's what Jeremiah knew when he was writing in the third chapter of the book of Lamentations. Lamentation, to lament, it means to express our sorrow. It's like saying and singing the blues. It's expressing our deepest sorrows. And Jeremiah had preached without a convert. He had preached, and no one listened. He had preached, and Israel went headlong into rebellion. And now they were going to be carried off into Babylon. They lost their battles because they walked out from under the covering of their covenant. And their covenant God, who loved them, couldn't defend them, righteously defend them, because of their sin and their rebellion. And they were carried off into captivity. And David said, when I saw that in Lamentations 3 and considered the wormwood and the gall, the bitterness of it all, he said, my soul was humbled within me. This is not the positive humility. This is the negative word, the word that means to be crushed by pressure. And he was being just crushed by what he saw. And you know what he said? He said, but this I will recall to mind. Therefore have I hope. Thy mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Praise God. He said, if I can ride out this storm of pressure, I'm going to see the restoration. I'm going to see the change come. I'm going to see God restore. I'm going to know before I see it with my eyes that it's going to occur, because His mercies are new every morning. I've got hope today. And friend, you have hope today, because we serve a faithful God, faithful to show His mercy, faithful to show His loving kindness, faithful to show His goodness, His power and strength to help, His wisdom to be applied, His foreknowledge. God is all-knowing, all-powerful, but He's also all-merciful and kind. And He loves you today. And they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as eagles, run and not be weary, walk and not faint. So hold on to God. Bind yourself to Him. Keep seeking Him and serving Him. And wait upon the Lord. The Bible said we have need of patience, that after we've done the will of God, we might receive the promise in the book of Hebrews. And everyone needs this. There are no exceptions. We're all going to go through trials that overwhelm us. And David was very candid and forthright, and he wasn't afraid to talk about these times that come to us. You know, sometimes we get into doctrines that won't allow us to talk about our true feelings. And one thing about God, He can handle it. Amen. He's not going to throw you away because you confess to Him your discouragement, even your despair many times. And even if you question Him on an... I don't mean unbelief. I mean a sincere question. Why? You know, I've got so many questions that I've asked of the Lord. Why didn't this go this way? Why didn't that go that way? Why did this occur? Why did that happen? And I know that most of those questions will only be answered when I get home, when I see the great eternal plans and purposes of God and understand the whys and the wherefore. But on this end of eternity, God asked me to trust Him unequivocally. He asked me to trust Him without doubting. He asked me to trust Him. And I struggle with that sometimes. And when I do, I flat out tell Him about it. But I don't quit trusting Him. Amen. There's an old Christian song that we used to sing, and it expresses what most of us feel a lot of the time. We'll understand it better by and by. I'll ask the reason, He'll tell me why. Praise God. But it's going to happen in the by and by. Here and now, He asks us to trust in Him without leaning to our understanding. And that means to wait upon the Lord, to expect, to look to patiently wait. And to patiently wait doesn't mean to take a number and take a seat. It is not passive. It is active. It means to actively seek Him and look to Him. To use our faith in a way that perseveres, that is persistent, praise God. Here's the way Jesus put it. He said, "Knock and it shall be opened unto you," in the New Testament. He said, "Seek and you shall find. Ask and you shall receive." But in the Greek grammar, here's the way that it should read. Seek and keep on seeking. Knock and keep on knocking. See, this is this waiting upon the Lord. It is being persistent. It is persevering. Ask and keep on asking. It doesn't mean ask as if He didn't hear you. We know He hears our prayers. But keep on asking to let Him know that you are still in a trusting relationship with Him. He is still your source. You see, God's delay is not necessarily His denial. He asks us to keep on asking. He teaches us to keep on knocking. Amen. He said, for everyone that asks that way, everyone that seeks that way, everyone that continues in that attitude shall receive. Hallelujah. Praise God. The grace and mercy we need, the answer we need, the breakthrough that we need, the job that we need, whatever it is that we need, the healing, the help that we need, ask. Keep on asking. To me, that means what the New Testament continues to declare, to pray without ceasing is to ask and keep on asking. It doesn't mean to ask as if He hadn't heard, but continue to ask because we know He's listening. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible said that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous and His ear is open to their cry. Amen. Today you might be someone listening to this broadcast that's not a Christian. You say, well, there you are. God won't listen to me. Oh, God's ear is especially turned and tuned to you today because He wants to hear your prayer of repentance. He wants to hear you ask Christ into your heart and into your life. And the moment you do, God, who is your Creator and wants to be your Savior, will now father you. You'll be able, the moment you say the sinner's prayer, you will be able to say with every Christian everywhere, "Our Father, which art in heaven." You'll be able to speak of Him possessively as He speaks of you from that moment forward as His dear child. And today, God's help is that close to you. Repent of your sins. Ask Him to forgive you and ask Christ into your heart. The moment you do, you can call Him your Heavenly Father. He will acknowledge you as His son, His daughter. And the help that He has to offer will be available immediately to you. It begins with grace and mercy. And then everything else flows from His heart. Praise God. His mercies are new every morning. They were new this morning. And they're extended to you. They're extended to me as a believer right now. I'm going to confess something to you. I need it today. I didn't have a restful night. There's some things I needed to commit to the Lord. I'm listening to the Word of God that I am reading to you today. I'm listening in my ear and in the ear of my spirit. Praise God. I'm looking for God to handle some things that are overwhelming to me. I want to read that statement from this one theologian again about this verse of Scripture. We must wait for God long, meekly, in the wind and in the wet and the dark. Wait, and He will come. He never comes to those who do not wait. So wait, friend of mine. Wait upon the Lord. I'm going to read this that I quoted to you from Hebrews 10:35-39. Listen to it carefully. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. Praise God. Hallelujah. He that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. I like to paraphrase. It simply says, do not let this happy trust in the Lord die away, no matter what happens. Remember your reward. You need to keep on patiently doing God's will if you want him to do all he's promised. He's coming and will not be delayed much longer. This is not his coming, the second coming or the rapture. This is God manifesting himself to meet your need. Praise God. We used to sing that song, Hold On, just a little while longer. Hold on, hold on. The psalmist encourages us to rest in the Lord. In Psalm 37:7, he said, rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Praise God. God will answer in his timing. Psalm 40:1 said, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Are you ready to come out of that prison of darkness? Are you ready to come out of that discouragement, that deep depression? Listen to verse 2. This is the result of waiting for the Lord and praying while you are seeking him. Praise God. See, this is an active thing. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. That tells me David was praying. He was expressing his faith and trust by crying out to God, praying to the Lord, trusting that God was listening and God would lift him out. Praise God. And you know what the result? In verse 2 it said, he brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my goings. Praise God. He brought me up. Listen, if you're in a pit so deep, and it's got a clay bottom to it, and you sink up in that clay, you cannot climb out. You can't do it without God's help, nor does God expect you to do it without his help. Ah, but isn't it good to know that he's here with us? Amen. You know what comforter means? I will not leave you comfortless or orphanless. I will give you another comforter, speaking of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. He will be with you, in you, abide with you forever. That word comforter is paraclete. It's one that stands in behalf of another, literally and simply, one that is called alongside to help. Oh, we could go into deeper theological explanations. And a friend of mine, we need this simple one more than anyone. He is one called alongside to help. We are not alone and abandoned down here in this fallen world. Psalm 41:2, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock, and established my goings. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to declare unto you today that God loves you, that God wants to help you, that God is able, capable of helping you. The Bible said he knows how to deliver the righteous. When we don't have the answer, and we don't understand, but we continue to look to God, he's guaranteed. He's guaranteed. He that shall come will come, and he will not tarry. If you don't know Jesus today, and you're in this horrible pit somewhere, would you please open your heart? Don't give up on God. Confess your sins. and then ask Him for the help you need. Ah, friend, He'll pull you out of that horrible pit. Our time is gone. Would you please come back next week and let's talk about Jesus.